to kind of springboard into our destiny, into our perceived conviction. What they mean by that is just imagine that you're a dove, you're an eagle, some kind of bird, and because you got to take flight now. And so you're soaring into higher realms. So you know when you watch birds and they just go high, and it's very, very impressive sometimes when you see the height that they're able to claim. This is what we're allowing. This is what they're saying the story is unfolding. This is what we're creating in terms of our destiny, in terms of our highest provisions. I'm just bringing the microphone closer. See if that'll help. In terms of our highest provisions, so that we can allow our endurance. So now when I said our endurance, I literally had like Mother Mary's halo, our endurance. So the idea behind the halo is that it's a spiritual awareness, it's a spiritual light that covers us all. And so we're not always accustomed to viewing it, experiencing it, valuing it, appreciating it, noticing it, noting it, because we're so focused on density. So we want to remember, in order to bring forth the times of change, the times of richness, the times of new persuasion, we're the storytellers. In other words, it's like we've got this fishing rod, and we're casting that rod into our new procedure, into the light, into our new exposure, into the far horizons, into far-reaching pleasure. So the far-reaching is a clue. The far-reaching is a clue that we're not just paying attention to the old existence. We're opening up and expanding our conceived rightful placement, our conceived rightful positioning, and allowing heaven's reach. So we want to remember, heaven is not a place. We're not crossing over a bridge. We're extending ourselves in loveliness. We're extending ourselves in allowance. So in other words, we're receiving heaven day by day, moment by moment, in consciousness. So again, the halo, the spiritual awareness, the love's provisions, as we open up to our inner chambers, as we open up, when I said inner chambers, I just saw like two lovebirds. This is not romantic love. This is love of self. This is coming home to self. This is allowing that divine union. So remember that blessed, that balanced energy and that blessed remembrance. We're bringing forth love's extraction through our own energy exchange. They're saying through our own parallel existence. They want to explain why I said that. Parallel existence, it's already done. It already is. What we're doing is we're crossing those borders and allowing that symphony of truth, that symphony of allowance to touch our very being. Because in this realm, we're still in lack. We still seem to believe there's lack going on because we believe it, because we focus on it. We're still in dualism. So this is like the clock's ticking regarding that existence. So tick, tick, tick. And so we're here to bring forth the new octave, the new good measure. So imagine like a symphony and everyone's played their instrument and now it's your turn. So now it's your turn to bring forth the heavenly exchange. So you're coming in with the flute, you're coming in with the banjo, you're coming in with something that hasn't arrived yet, that has higher vision, higher proxy, higher, they're saying predicament. So in other words, we're reaching higher tones. We're reaching higher establishment. So as we will receive this light, as we will receive this holy union, as we, and remember, the holy union is our own benevolence, our own spiritual delight, our own wonderment. We're not waiting on another. We're not waiting on a partner. We're not waiting on a master that is outside of us. What we're doing is we're seeing with delight. So remember that parallel existence where this is all already is. I keep wanting to add words and I keep chopping it off. Already is. Stop. Already is. So what we're doing is we're receiving this in good measure and allowing the richness to unfold, allowing our delightful enhancement. So the delightful enhancement is we're receiving full broadcast. In other words, as we stream in the light, as we stream in that holy remembrance, we surrender to our divine placement. Now, this is not going to be told any like in just like your local, I'm using really memory banks, so what was going to come next, but in your local chapters, we're receiving it from within. So this is the opportunity. It's like when they say to look abroad, we're not perceiving from the old stationary past. That's why staying in the present, staying in the moment, allowing our fruitful vision. So we're receiving is new proxy, new placement, new arrival, new opportunity. So the opportunity, again, they're very specific about this. It's an opportunity that has already been unfolded. So in other words, the die has already been cast. The more that we can feel this, we're not hoping this happens. We're developing that assurance. We're developing that good stature. Remember casting that fishing rod to reel it in, because we have that trust and faith of what already is that we're entitled to. So as we will receive our true harmonics, so this is, when I say harmonics, it's a step up, it's going abroad, it's going beyond our normal placement. So this is where you want to start feeling like, just like like a plant growing day by day, to allow yourself that field of vision, to allow yourself flight, where you're growing day by day, you're accentuating your enhancement, you're accentuating your true possessions. So the true possessions is not the material possessions in your dualistic confinement. This is like false fantasy. This is energy. Your possessions is your heavenly traits. It's your spiritual endurance. It's who you are in your eternal state. So this is your true possessions. And this is what we're coming into agreement. We're coming into further placement. We're coming to be in charge of that unfoldment. So as we will receive our gifting, as we will receive our holy advancement, what we're doing is it's almost like if you had a dimmer and you're turning it to the brightest exposure. So we want to remember that every time we open up to the light, we're turning to the brightest exposure. And so then it's like you keep increasing. Like if you want to increase the size of a picture or whatever, and that web, I forget what it is, but you can increase the picture and the pixels and all that. So this is what we're doing. We're expanding our entitlement. So the entitlement isn't what we're entitled to. It's what we are entitling ourselves to. This is very significant. It's like, just imagine there's a pot of gold, whatever imagery comes to your awareness. For someone, they've got this garden. So with the garden, it's like flowers are blooming everywhere. It's not like you gotta pick the number of daisies because there's a limited number. It's innumerable. It's ever flowing. And so what we're allowing ourselves to do is to receive this holy reminder. Because as we do, we're going to be in charge. We're going to come under the direction, the authority of our higher chamber. So what we create from that is alchemy. What we create from that is miracles. Now, when I say miracles, they want me to explain this. Miracles in terms of our prior previous linear belief system, our prior life system, lifestyle. So miracles, because now we're creating what wasn't commonplace, what didn't exist in the old ledger. So if you just think of technology, we all have a couple of moons behind us at this point. So we've all watched technological advances. It's like what they do now wasn't in existence in previous time. This is how we want to receive ourselves. Where we, how we receive ourselves didn't exist to our physical senses, to our physical understanding in previous times, because we're going beyond the ways of confinement. So the ways of confinement is what you pick up in your five senses. So this is all there is, that's it, nothing else. So we're allowing ourselves to be introduced to our holy vision. That means we're receiving our multidimensional status. This is easy when you realize it's who we actually are. So we're sort of nudging ourselves, we're advancing, we're understanding that it's within our power, within our right, within our destiny. Now this is very significant. Within our destiny, we came here into this alignment, into this incarnation, with a destiny in mind. So it's not like we suddenly like, well, you know, what do we do now? Well, let's come up with this. This is our destiny. It's like written in the stars. So the more that we come into that ease of establishment and understanding, it's our holy right. It's our destiny. It was planned all along. It was planned all along. So when you feel that, they're saying feel that now. It was planned all along. What that's going to assist us with, they're kind of like, you know, pouring a pitcher of tea or lemonade or whatever. It's like, would you like some lemonade? So there's a pitcher on the table. I think I'll help myself to a glass. There's no hesitation. There's no, well, if I turn the pitcher, will something come out? Will the glass have a bottom? We just assume it's there for our convenience. So this is what we're doing. We are building, with building blocks, our own holy remembrance, our own holy excellence, permitting ourselves life, permitting ourselves advancement. So as we will receive our gifts of persuasion, so in other words, we're persuading ourselves for liftoff. We're allowing ourselves to receive that energy. So for some of us, we're seeing energy. For some of us, we're seeing other establishments. And they're not on Earth, by the way. I'm looking, I'm like, you are not on Mother Earth right now. So whatever comes through, remember, is divinely valid. It's all purposeful. It's all privilege. It's all ready for our own listening pleasure, because we are the ones, we are the seers, we are the ones that have that graduated existence. In other words, we have the ability to move with heaven's best. We can see beyond the five senses. So again, we're sensing it, we're establishing, we're understanding that is our true nature. That is our true privilege. And so as this privilege is ours, we acquire a taste, or saying, for the good life. In other words, our true life. So this is our allowance, our mission statement, it's recorded in the stars. It's on record. It's on record. So if it's on record, it's like, yeah, she can, you know, check out that equipment anytime she wants. It's on record. So we're all allowing ourselves the gift of rightly occurrence. So we're stepping into our empowerment. We're stepping into our light. We're stepping into our advancement. We're stepping into true recognition. Now this is significant. True recognition of our own establishment, This means who we are in our truth. I have someone that's receiving themselves. You are not in a humanoid persuasion. And you're like, who? What is that? Who is that? So this is another life that you've had in another dimensional reality. So this is what we're allowing. We're allowing the gift of true persuasion. In other words, we're allowing ourselves to receive our abundance. So abundance comes, and this is a wonderful demonstration. Abundance comes in receiving our true privilege. So in this instance, someone's receiving an aspect of themselves that's not on earth right now. And so as she receives this, she tunes into that galaxy. She tunes in to that energy. And then that becomes established in terms of her waking functionality and in terms of what she's now privileged to, what she's now experiencing as her total self, her total claim. For some of us, we'll just feel the energy. For some of us, we may not feel anything consciously, but it's just as transparent. In other words, through this intentional privilege, through this rightful exposure, it's happening whether you're seeing stars or not. So again, we're opening up to self-privilege. Pitcher of tea, lemonade, help yourself. So as we will receive this bountiful harvest, so in other words, it's a done deal. We allow these gifts their rightful occurrence. That means whatever aspect of our life is ready to be touched by this light. If you're working out of linear confinement, black and white, you're working out of old limited beliefs and perceptions of self. As this light comes upon you, it quickens your placement. In other words, whatever needs shifting, whatever needs expansion, it's going to work. It's going to work. So the more that we can be in charge of our delivery with delight, as we choose this light, we will have rapid pulsation. So in other words, these energies will take hold. You may suddenly get directed to a new book. You may suddenly realize, I'm in a relationship that it doesn't serve my new understanding of self. Whatever this is, it's we allow this new persuasion and we take hold in good faith. So good faith is the fool card. The good faith is if I release, there's a vacuum created in the universe, my new will be supplied. My new will be supplied as I release. So we're allowing those shifts, we're allowing those energy exchanges so that we can move into our new availability. Because as we align with our new frequency, everything that is now needing to shift, to reflect, to mirror the frequency we now possess, we welcome in. We welcome in. Because indeed, it's like, you know, we rejuvenate our body every 7 years, whatever it is. It's like we have shifted. We are not the ones that showed up initially this evening. So as we will allow that rite of passage, Now, this is important because we have the right to block. We actually have the right to say, nope. I know it's here, but no, thank you. No, thank you. I just want status quo. And that's the ego. So there's no error. There's no judgment. But we want to remember to just sort of observe and notice, am I still functioning out of fear? I have to hold on because fear, fear of loss, fear of limitation, separation, consciousness. There's no error. It's what we've been indoctrinated to. So what we're learning to do is to provide our own mana, provide our own sequencing, provide our own gesturing of heaven's glance, of heaven's bliss. So we're allowing this new gifting. So as we will receive with delight, as we will receive with true understanding, we bring forth our destiny. We can pray to Mother Mary and Jesus all night long, but at some point we have to decide. We have to say yes. We have to say yes. And we're not waiting on anyone else. So this is where we're learning. We're learning how to trust our own goddess essence. We're learning how to trust that commitment, the divine masculine, the divine feminine. We're learning how to have it all. And we're learning how to receive that new understanding of self. Now here comes the power. So it's a little bit like, what's her name? Marianne Williamson. She had that little quote, you know, what we're afraid of is our power. So again, because it permits that, they're saying standout pleasure, meaning you're going to be felt. You're going to be felt when you walk into a room. You're going to be felt by others you're in a relationship with. So what we're learning to do then is maneuver our own lifestyle. When we're waiting on others for our salvation, then it is concerning if others have reactions to us. It is. So this is the point. We're learning how to provide our own good privilege. They're showing me a unicorn. We're not waiting on anyone else for our current lifestyle. We're offering it to ourselves in our true conviction. In other words, recognizing our whole establishment. Out of these provisions, we create out of abundance, not out of lack. So again, we arrive equipped. Another way of saying that is the love is within. The security is within, the abundance within, the frequency is within. And this unicorn is here holding our place. In other words, helping us to reach to that highest note, that highest alliance. It's sort of like an energy placement, like kind of holding our spot energetically as we arrive. So let us receive incomplete status, meaning we receive all that we are now ready for. We never receive more than we can manage. So our higher self's always in charge. So you don't have to worry. There's someone worrying, like, what if I go out of balance? What if I manifest too quickly? Whatever it is, our higher self always is the ultimate authority. And so if you have any concerns, say a little prayer so you can relax about that. Let me receive in due measure that's for my highest and best good. That'll cover you. And you can relax. And for the rest, we open to receive in full abundance. So it is.